This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tomorrow, no matter how it looks or feels where you are, is Thanksgiving. And there are some old standbys, some go-tos on that day. Macy's has hosted a Thanksgiving Day parade in New York, floats and performances and Santa Claus at the end. And of course, those big giant balloons for almost 100 years now. Something like it is still going to happen this year. Scaled way back, no live crowds, not exactly a parade. But the big balloons are still going to be there, which gets me, at long last, to the point of this next story. Helium, which fills those big balloons, has been in short supply for years now. But as Marketplace's Erica Barris explains, thanks to this pandemic, not so scarce anymore.
The giant Thanksgiving Day parade balloons are filled with a mix of helium and air, so no worries there. But other industries and businesses use this non-renewable resource. Semiconductor manufacturing, MRIs, rocket engines. Helium is also used in science research. Bill Halperin is a physicist at Northwestern University. 5 years ago, he says he was paying $4.50 for a liter of helium. Then there were a few shortages, and at the beginning of 2020, he started paying $12 a liter.
Because there are very few providers, they can decide if they want to increase the price or not.
And that was before COVID-19 jammed up supply chains. With only 14 active helium plants in the world and a handful of suppliers in the U.S., shortages happen often and helium prices fluctuate. Sophia Hayes is a chemist at Washington University in St. Louis. She uses helium in her labs. And the prices are set years in advance by contract. So she had what she needed.
While we weren't able to do research, we had to keep taking care of the care and feeding of these pieces of equipment by continuing to go in and supply them with helium.
But when COVID-19 hit, everything from birthday parties to MRIs were canceled, and global demand for helium went down by 25%. Helium industry consultant Phil Kornbluth says,
the shortage quickly came to an end, and it actually turned to a bit of a surplus.
In the U.S., helium is stored at an underground Federal Reserve. It's set to be shut down or sold next year, and that may mean more price uncertainty ahead. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.